Hi, how are you? How are you? I thought you were over here to see Henry.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, sit down.
Well, I've talked to him about, he wanted to bring me up, to meet some Paris.
Yeah, I told him. And, then I talked to him a little bit more about this oil situation.
Good.
And so he read.
And he caught, and he got in hell, Jeff. He decided he had to do it through them, because I can't do it through state.
He indicated that's what he did.
He has had one reason.
They say he probably would make no longer respect to nationalization if he would go back on that.
And I told him to talk to Jameson directly.
Yes.
I thought it was well to get it right in that channel right away.
That's right.
And we'll have Helms, well, I'll tell him to be sure Helms talks to you. Did you mention him? Helms talked to you?
No, I did not.
Let me put it this way. The people in the state would say, well, God, we can't get tired with oil and fighting for the entrance. But the people in the CIA can be directed to follow the line that the American private interest in this instance are the same as they've ever been. Trying to say, we can't be apologetic. You're right about this. The goddamn Russians go into these areas, and their public and private interests are the same. That's why they kick the shit out of us sometimes. We go in, and our public interest is always fighting the private interest.
Is this a fair? Yes.
That's a hard strike,
and I realize.
See, it's a double strike.
It has a white,
different
blue strike, but it has that strong white strike.
Very good.
I wore it on the Today Show this morning. I had 20 minutes on the Today Show.
I didn't see that. But because you had better questions.
Well, I had one man already.
Great.
We got Keith Kleinrich on Jacobs. We got that bit about to get him in trouble.
What is it?
Jacobson got in trouble when he was up here with the president. His partner, Ray Kelly. And Jake's now broke and has tried to pay off all the debts. He's in bankruptcy. Now they've given some guy immunity down there and they think Jake's lying to him, lying to the grand jury. I don't believe that. Anyway, I talked to Jake this morning about it.
If I need to, you're going to talk to her.
But I don't want to let a goddamn thing happen. I can sure.
Jake isn't going to get in trouble. Kill him.
But, I shouldn't even mention that, but I know this man. And he is not a better man in the world than Jake Jacobs. He's not going to hurt anybody.
Listen, it doesn't make any difference. I know how. You and I know, John, how politics can get involved with things that are involved. You know, take this stupid goddamn Watergate thing.
Well,
that thing, believe me, you can be sure. Maine's better, you know, we're not that dumb. Mitchell, Haldeman, Colson. Nobody, of course, here had the slightest idea with
Russia. Right.
But there were some jerks at the committee at the lower level who, you know, they go out and do things. Cubans come in, we'd like to do this, and they have an answer. Now we're stuck with it.
Yeah.
So what's it going to do? So it'll come and pass, but you see, the problem is that in all sorts of things, you can be involved in business with people. Some guy falls down, and so they try to lay it on to you, manager.
I had to get a guy behind it. They promised a guy their immunity, so he's gone and told a bunch of stuff. Jake says it's a pure damn lie. So you get all these cross currents, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. As far as national events is concerned, this is the first time when we have had a national candidate who has come up for a policy that would make the United States second to the Soviet Union. That's the key point. The national events issue. If you cast it simply in terms of other national events, people say, well, that's good, they're spending too much. But if a $30 billion cut would put us hopelessly behind the Soviet Union, and so it isn't a question of whether a policy commits a second offense, it'll be a very dangerous world. That's another problem. Now, at home, we have here two candidates, excellent American, who have a totally different view of what America ought to be in the future. I believe in the established institutions. I believe in progress, reform, and the rest. But I believe in making our great institutions that have made this country great better rather than destroying them. In other words, my policy is not the policy of destruction, but one of building better in the future. And that, for example, and you can come on down to the domestic, we have a fundamental difference in approach to the whole problem of welfare and taxes. His programs would massively increase spending, whether it's the $1,000 proposal or otherwise, and would increase taxes on the middle income people of this country. There isn't any one of the various modifications that would not increase those taxes, you know. I am against increases in spending. I am for decreases in spending. And I am against tax increase. I think the burden of taxes across this country is too big. He is for bigger government and more government. I am for less government.
I do not believe.
facility you. And that we're moving on, but it's got to be neutral, or otherwise it's a dangerous word. Then looking at home, that I see, that I want America to grow up in a way that America's future, if you want, in which people get bigger, individuals get bigger, and government gets smaller. And what we're really talking about here is that on the one hand, he has the programs that would result in a tax increase. I have the programs that would cut spending, or at least hold it where it is, and cut it in the areas where we can, so that we can avoid a tax increase and work towards a time when we can have a tax decrease. I think he is for programs that would, in every field, in education, and any other ones you want to name, a massive new federal programs of hundreds of thousands of new bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that will interfere in the lives of people across this country. And I'm against that. That's why I'm directly concerned. Now, I say let the people at home determine their own future, and not have the government. As this later guy said it so well, he says we want to get government out of our pockets and big government off of our backs. And then I am for, and busing is an example of that. And then in the whole area of law enforcement and permissiveness, this is one of the clearest choices. My appointments to the court, my total rejection of amnesty without paying the price, the penalty for deserting the country, my total rejection of legalizing speeches. was for me simply to leave the office and tell her up and Kissinger to run everything and try to get me in. But I'd take off